I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the Putin-Trump bromance just keeps going. President Trump called Russian President Vladimir Putin last night. Will Arnett, filling in for Jimmy Kimmel, tells us what they plan to do together. Jimmy Fallon explains who Trump thinks Kim Jong-un is. And Stephen Colbert reveals the tweeting advice that Putin had for Trump. All this and Conan O'Brien in today's Punchlines.
Today there was a call between Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump. They had a phone call. Yeah. The call was all part of Putin's annual employee review. Find out how things are going.
That's right. Putin talking to Trump, even Obama was like, now this call I'm going to wiretap. I mean, that's get the pop going up. I'll do that.
President Trump had a really big day. He spoke on the phone with Vladimir Putin today. They talked about Syria. And they talked about the Airbnb they're going to share in Martha's Vineyard together.
Actually, they're just continuing the phone call they were just having last night since neither of them would hang up first. It's like,
you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
According to reports, the two discussed the prospect of coordinating Russian and U.S. actions. Oh, I think you've been coordinating for a while. According to the Kremlin, when discussing North Korea, the president of Russia called for restraint and an easing of tensions. You know things are bad when Putin is the voice of restraint.
Donald, maybe you could cool it with the tweets. It comes off as a little crazy.
But that's not the only world leader Trump wants to talk to. Yesterday, he said this, that he would be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un. I'd be honored. When asked why, Trump said, because I've heard her music and she sounds beautiful. You got the wrong.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.